talks. Nobody talks. Nobody talks.
This is the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast.
Welcome everyone to another episode, Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast, episode 76, age gaps. I just had a gaffe. Age gaps explored. I'm here today with my co-host, Avery. Avery, what's going on today?
Just the weather and politics.
Oh, very good. Another day in paradise, sounds Same like old. It. Welcome, Queen Shid, Ahuva,
hey.
Holy Shid, welcome. Oops, sorry, wrong one. People are
Thanks
clapping.
For having me.
We're so happy you're here. We're looking forward to your keen and shrewd, opine, sensational words and wisdom. And we have Rivka joining us. Rivka,
hello,
what's going
hello.
On? Yeah, you see, they don't even know you. They just get good vibes. They just have like good vibes. Right? Like, yeah. She's got it.
Thanks
she's
for having it. Me.
All right. Well, I know people have noticed that after I introduced Avery, there are no crickets, but that's because we call the exterminator.
Please stop with the Oof. Buttons. I will hurt you.
Anyway.
Tear you
Someone's
apart.
Having a little too much fun there.
In this, I know where your family lives.
Well, yes, that's true. You have them on speed dial.
I do. Mm.
So in this episode, we've been discussing age and the different facets of age on the show for a number of episodes. But where we want to finally actually delve into like this actual thing of age, make it the kind of like paramount discussion. And we want to delve into it and discuss like the many groups of age compatibility. That's a thing. Are there actual reasons like for age differences? There's such a stigma here about guys just dating younger girls, right? Or so many do this and they make comments about it when it happens. Why? How? Let's get some discussion on this. So I wanted to kind of go into that. Avery, I wanted to hear your first thoughts on age gaps explored.
Mm. Well, if you've been paying attention to the news recently, you will have noticed that the quarterback for the New York Jets, I'm not going to get into that actually. Sorry. It's probably not appropriate on a Shidduch podcast, but he's been doing very well. And the age gaps have been explored.
No, we're all adults sense. Here, and I think Go you mentioned it. This in the prep, right? So tell us, tell us in like a way a Rebbe would tell us, such as you are.
He's been chasing suburban middle-aged people and has been very successful.
He had an affair with his best friend's mother. Okay, basically, got it.
He's going for the Cougars.
Yeah, basically, and he's been successful.
Okay,
and it is. I don't know what. He's been successful. I wonder if that is a symptom or a sign of the community of at large that older women are more easily, I guess, persuaded to date younger men, older women, meaning like middle-aged women, not shidduch older. Shidduch older and real older are two different things because in the Very shidduch different. World, people claim 30 years old is old, which is
correct.
Not correct. It's not true. 30 years old is very young. 31 mm-hmm. is very young, and maybe that's my
correct
underlying
as in
point. This is
your point.
There's many years ahead to go. Mm-hmm. You're only in the first act of your life, in my opinion, if you're 30. It's nothing. There's no, I'm going to dispel those notions. I'm going to destroy those arguments and the people, the naysayers who claim 30, 31, you need to get married. But no, incorrect. Live life. Worry about worries much later when you have to, when you have responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's, what would you say?
Yeah, no, I just one thing that just popped into my head is nowadays everybody is on social media, TikTok, Instagram, all that. And one of the soundtracks that I recently came across is women in their 30s. And today's day and age, women in their 30s, they're go-getters. They're out there. They're whatever it is.
I never heard it before.
I heard it for a split second, but it just shows a clip of women, I guess, in their 30s, weightlifters, businesswomen, all different areas of life. Podcasters that seem to be thriving. They're acting as if they're thriving.
Yeshiva Bacharettes.
Yes. Mm. Yeshiva Bachelorettes or whatever. Yeah. So I fully agree that in the shidduch world, when you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you're considered old, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And what I've experienced in now that I am in my early 30s and single, I have experienced that this is just the beginning of my life. I'm still quite young.
Yeah.
Even if the community and society around me is saying I'm old. Thank God I haven't really experienced people saying to my face, at least, oh, you're one of those.
Oh man. Oh, wow. How have you avoided that?
I think I tune it out. It probably does happen around me. I have experienced it a little bit, but more behind my back.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're like, you're one of those.
I just don't wear deodorant so people don't go near me to make comments. It's a great way to avoid everyone. Yeah, humanity.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Ahuva, is there such a thing as an age gap? Is that like a real thing?
Of course it's a real thing because people are different ages based on when you were born into this world. People start counting how many months and years that you're here. So ages and age gaps is a thing. Now, is it an important indicator of the success of a relationship is a whole nother story.
Mm. Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Well, in so many ways, it could be because you can have an old soul with another old soul, and maybe there's 10 years apart from them. So maybe it's just beyond the number thing. Maybe it's just beyond the numbers. More to do maybe obviously with compatibility.
I think it is all about compatibility and attraction and connection. And I think that when people don't know a lot about those ideas, compatibility, connection, attraction, it's just easier to put it on some type of real basic logical number. Mm. Oh yeah. They're like 10 years apart. Not going to work. Oh, well, that's easy. That's easy. Right. But instead of saying, you know what, I feel like he's just much more mature. He has a lot more life experience. I feel like she's just really more coming into adulthood at this point. I don't see that together, right? That would make more sense, even though I don't think anyone should play God that way. But I could hear that. People just be like, no, she's 10 years older than him. It's not going to work. Mm.
Oh, yeah, well, those are the preconceived notions when you're setting people up younger and in the shit, like really, really in the shit of core. That, mm-hmm. Oh, there's an age gap. It's such a problem. There are problems to it. I love the different thoughts here. Avery and Rivka were saying that age gaps, like age is just a number. And in regards to the normal world or the regular world or the guyish world or whatever parlance you want to use there, that 30 is when you get your life started, right? It's mm-hmm. like you're just happening. Like you screw. Isn't there like a cool Instagram out there that's you screw up in your 20s, you live in your 30s, you, I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Date Avery in your 50s. I had to.
Yeah. Start taking hallucinogenics in your 60s because you dated Avery in your 50s.
Oh, we had a breakout session right here. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. He's realizing it. There are different, I would say, classes of this age gap that I just wanted to identify and define before maybe we get a little bit more into the actual discussion. And those are the classic. Who wants to guess the classic? Who wants to guess the classic?
We'll let you go first.
Okay.
Tell me.
The guy is older than the girl. The classic.
Classic.
Could not have guessed that.
The uncommon. Who wants to guess the uncommon?
Girls older than the guy.
Yeah. 5 points for Rivka. Okay. 5 points for me for thinking of such great questions. Mm-hmm. And the assumed. The assumed. Who knows what the assumed is? Yeah.
Similar age.
Yeah. Similar age. Because that's what I remember when I was in like second grade and my sister and I were on the bus. We're on Ardsley van lines coming home in the Bronx. And we were coming back from school. And there was this kid. His name was Ariel. That's SOB. Always took the front seat. Mm. I hated him till this day. And so he, like, one day he tells us, like, your mother, his mom was older than his dad. And I was like, that's not allowed. And I'm like, and I honestly, I have to say, if there's anything I can just redo in my life, just that moment right there. Wow. I'm like such a, what was I on? What was I on?
It's, I was like, it's what I was you on were psychedelics brought up with.
Yeah.
It's like, right. You just, who does that? You it's just unheard get, of. You just get that vibe from, I don't know. Is it Hollywood? Is it, where do we get it from? I don't, I guess maybe like the first, like Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka. Oh, okay. 40 and 3. I think that's probably like the first place where you get it from. No. Avery, is that where you got the idea?
To marry a 3-year-old?
Well, no, like that there's such an age, like the man has to be older.
That the man has to be older. Oh, I mean, you go back to your parents and their generations. We are a sort of community that is, are doing things based off of the generations beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
So generationally, the tradition has been to marry younger girls. So why would we buck that tradition?
Is that true? Yeah, and I feel like in older generations, there was in the shtetl and even further back, oftentimes it was an older established gentleman that was set up with someone younger, whether it's in the Jewish society or non-Jewish society.
Right.
I think that was the general, like the husband provides, so you need somebody who's established, and that often ends up leading to somebody, him marrying a younger woman. So I think we've kind of like got from, I think we're coming from that a little bit.
And then somewhere that just abdicated, it changed, it failed. It doesn't really happen too much anymore. So I hear that. I mean, is it like, I don't know, Huva, you deal with a lot of singles. You set up people. Hello. Hello. Right. Mm-hmm. A mazal tov. This was what number? This was 3.
Number 3. I'm going to heaven, guys.
Take me.
I'm
going to heaven. Take us. Take us. Take us.
I'll meet you there. I'm going to the same heaven as you.
I'll meet you at the altar.
No. I'm not interested.
So sweet of her to say.
You're like, all the fun people are going to be in the other place.
Exactly. Yeah. In heaven, they're just going to be sitting around. Eating stale cookies like they do in yeshiva.
It's
going
to be a party.
Generation cookies.
Yeah. Downstairs, they're having Starbucks coffee because they don't know if it's kosher or not. So that people are like, oh, Starbucks, it might not be.
It's just
in Dunkin'.
It's in my innate, like, it's in my innate nature just to the crescendo of going to heaven. Like, Avery and I, we're doing a podcast. Holy Shit's there. Rivka's there. And we're just commenting on everyone coming in. And everyone on the other there. One.
I knew it. I knew. I told you he shouldn't have cut me off in Kiddush Club. Yes, die. Other line.
Okay, so let me ask you. I remember a few years ago, where, like conventional, our standard, usual people would be like, oh, Baruch Hashem, they got married. He's a senior, she's a junior, he's a senior, and she's a freshman. I like college, whatever. But now there's something bad, a stigma. There's a stigma to if the girl is like just a four or five years younger than the guy. There's such a, oh, classic. He went for a younger girl. Classic him.
Do people even comment on it nowadays?
First of all, everyone's dancing when it's like, when the girl's even a year, 6 months older. 1 year, 6 months older. It's, whoa, oh my God.
And if she's anywhere 4 or 5 years older, it's, oh, she's a cradle robber.
Is that true? I hear that.
I've heard like the comments.
And she's a cougar, like they're saying. Why is that? Ahuva, why is that?
Again, like you said, we come from a very traditional society, and it's not just Jews in general, which maybe were even more traditional, but like how things were, and we like to explain away things or make ourselves feel better about things. And there's this other part is like from an evolutionary perspective, right? A man who wanted a good shot at having viable offspring should go for the woman who's more in her prime in terms of fertility. Now, women are, again, this may have changed over time, but women are like in their prime of fertility. I mean, somebody Googled this, but like really young, like maybe even 16, 17, like not when we're getting married nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But so much has changed, first of all, that the mortality rates of babies and moms have changed so much. Like People used to not survive childbirth, and babies didn't always make it into adulthood, right? Mm. Thank God. Obviously, we have our challenges and our medical challenges, our health challenges, but for the most part, it's a huge tragedy if a baby or a mother doesn't make it out of birth, right? Like, it's not a common thing anymore. And that's why I also think that age gaps need to shift now, because women's fertility and the viability of the offspring is just in a totally different realm than 50 to 100 years ago, even.
Yeah, there's definitely some really great points you're making that I hadn't even thought of until you just mentioned it. And I think it's so true, which is, I think, part of the reason why traditionally girls were married off at such a young age, you know, mm-hmm. in their teens.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure they had a few babies and not all of them survived.
Right, right. It really, there's so much that's ever changing in the realm of fertility. And I don't know if it's on par with the topic right now, but
go ahead. Yeah.
But the girls, I know of a number of females that are in their past 30 that are thinking of freezing their eggs. And it's definitely a topic that's out there. It's still a bit taboo, but it's something that unfortunately. But I have definitely, it's getting a little more out there.
Isaac put his eggs in the freezer this morning too.
You are
Avery. Sorry, I had to. Avery. I had to.
This is a somber moment here.
Yeah, we're getting a little serious. He has to break.
I only know how to diffuse with
your opulent humor here.
Horrible, awkward humor.
Yeah, so it's something that's it's definitely a topic that should. Ahuva, you're definitely right. Things have to. I think should change, and our perspectives should change because the mortality rate and the fertility topic is. We have so much more knowledge of it nowadays, and it has changed so much. And we're a lot more capable in many areas, not just this area. As in the females and society.
Is that, by the way, like biologically, are there some kind of ramifications for women who, like you just said, they're more fertile when they're on 15, let's say. So some from girls, like they might not meet someone till who knows when. So that time, does it mess with the mind? Does it change anything, like chemically, hormonally? I mean,
when you're saying, when you're thinking about this?
Yeah. Just the thought of it. Yeah.
It's a good question. I'm not really sure.
Well, not just the thought of it, just like not producing children. It's an interesting thought.
So I don't think girls when they're 15 are thinking about it nowadays. They're just thinking about their reputation.
At 15, I mean like at 25. They're like, the older you get, the more maybe you're abstaining. You're abstaining from a very natural thing people need to do.
Yes, yeah, so I
need, desire, whatever.
I'm no pro on this topic, but I think it's more just, it comes with age more than a mindset, but mindset could very well play into it. And It's something that I think, as someone might get older and is not yet married or not yet ready to have children, because their eggs are more viable earlier on, they would start thinking about it in their late 20s, early 30s, probably not even late 20s, more early 30s, but it really varies.
Yeah. And it is a huge pressure. It feels like this ticking time bomb. And it's not just about finding love. It's about my potential to be a mother and in a natural way or with medical help. It's horrible. And by the way, like we say, oh, freeze your eggs, right? Like people are freezing their eggs. Like, I don't think people understand what that means. You have to be injected with hormones for a few weeks before. Then they do this invasive procedure that's really, really painful. And then not always is it successful. And sometimes you have to go do it again. And it's like $12,000 a year to store them and freeze them.
Yeah, it's expensive. Like,
oh my God.
I don't think people understand what it means when a girl, a woman freezes her eggs. Like, we're not talking about some, oh yeah, please, a few of them. Like, out a few eyelashes. Like,
put it next to the Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like serious, serious stuff. And the hormones and all that, it definitely affects the mental state and the emotional state.
Yeah, the second someone even starts considering it and thinking about it, that is taking a toll. It definitely does. So forget the pressures of needing to get married or wanting to start a family, all of that.
Yeah.
Once you start thinking about that, that's it. I don't know if it's on par with this topic as much, because like it's a whole other realm.
No, it totally exacerbates like these feelings that women are already going through, not meeting anyone in in any potential from males or Jewish men or Orthodox Jews, it's painful and tough as is, and now like you have to do this. That's crazy. Is there an organization, by the way? I'm not so familiar with this. I'd love to look more into it. Is there an organization like we can donate to that helps women handle this? Does anyone know?
Avery Wolf. Avery Venmo, wow. 1020.
I mean, I can tell you my Venmo right now.
There should be.
That is it. I help.
I haven't gone down this road yet, but you're welcome to send me money.
It is a fortune.
Yeah.
We're going to look into it and we're going to post.
Yeah, I believe there are some organizations out there that are getting on it.
I appreciate it. No, it's good. No, you sound very fervent about things.
Living up to my Instagram name.
There you go. I have to say, though, it really sounds like there is a lot of pressure on women.
Yeah.
Number one, career wise, right? Especially from girls. We're talking about from Shidduch community. At 19, like we always talk about this, you're expected to have not only yourself physically put together, mentally put together, so that you can date and people don't think that this person may be mentally unstable and going through,
God forbid,
challenges in life and questioning things, right? And you're supposed to be financially literate and understand where your career is supposed to going.
Yeah. And you're only 19.
Have all these things lined up. It's really difficult. I can't imagine. Wow. I sympathize.
You're in a quandary.
So fast forward till 2021.
As it goes.
30, 31, 30, and upwards. Yeah. 35, 36. Anybody who's in that realm, there's so much more added pressure.
Yeah.
You have to have that all that together. Yeah. Plus.
Do you think do you think that's a reason why so many girls in their 30s, from what at least I've been able to ascertain, I don't really know what the actual numbers are, but just to kind of get like an anecdotal approach of it, what the number, like I see them settling down with guys who are much older, 10 years, 15 years, sometimes 20 years, the girls in their 30s ending up guys in their 40s, married maybe with kids. Maybe it's because so much of that pressure is just sitting on you in so many ways, like you were mentioning, which is so, it sucks. I mean, it just sucks because you got to have a career, you got to be financially savvy, you have to be a stalwart.
I'm sure the guys have their pressures too.
Yeah. But like at the end of the day, and I think even we discussed it one time on the show, like at the end of the day, like the women have it because, you know, obviously there's a biological thing. But I don't know. At the end of the day, I think, hey, it's God's world. Things will work out. I think it's nice to have that in mind. But yeah, so first of all, do you have a story about dating? What was the old? Do you feel comfortable telling us? I'll say. Sure. What's the oldest? How many years difference was a guy that you went out with?
That's a good question. So, like I said, I'm in my earlier 30s, and let me think.
Like when?
So it's definitely been. I've definitely been asked. When somebody has a suggestion or trying to think of somebody for me, they're like, oh, what age would you date until? So this is something that I was thinking about earlier. This is something that has definitely evolved over the years for me, because just to backtrack a little bit, when I first started dating, I've been dating for over 10 years. When I first started dating, I obviously, when you're in your younger years, you want somebody within your age range. Preferably somebody, because usually that means somebody you can relate to, somebody in similar maturity level, preferably somebody older, because when a girl is younger than a guy, this is one thing, oftentimes a guy that's older than the girl will be on a similar maturity level to her, because I think it's known that girls mature earlier on than males.
Yeah.
And I think that's why when starting out in our
you want to date someone 20s. Like 2, 3, 4 years older.
At
is
least,
that a respectable age range, you'd say?
That's like when you're first starting out dating.
Right.
Or somebody the same age, even. And once I started getting to my later 20s, I was more open to somebody who's in their mid-30s. So for the most part, I've usually been open to dating somebody who's approximately 10 years older, up till 10 years older than me. And at a certain point, even before I hit my 30s, anybody even in their late 30s was like scary to me. It was just like a scary thought in a way.
Yes.
But that's just me. And I do try to remain as positive as
possible.
No,
I think that happens a lot. What age would you say that was?
I'm sure when I was 28, if I was suggested a guy that was 38, I was he's old.
No, I hear that. I think
I take that back now.
I really feel like there's an age barrier, there's just like this. I don't know, this metamorphosis, this change that happens in your head. Like, oh my God, it does happen. But then also at the same time, it also has to do with just like that self-reflection. Mm. And realizing like, oh wow, it really is just a number. Like,
right.
You really
and the self-development.
You get very hyped up. There are so many people who are like just very close-minded in that sense that like they stick to this age range. Oh, like 3 years older is that's a lot. That's a lot. Like, oh, it's so quaint and he's going to be 2 years old. He's going to be a year older. Mm-hmm. He'll be a day older. But realistically, And girls are inclined to even try someone with a bigger bracket, but for sure, it kind of gets to like when you're in your 30s. I don't know, maybe the 40s is a lot. They're like, well, what about then? I think there are so many warranted things. For me, there are girls who I would have been brought up to me at 21, and I'm 30, and I'd be like, I don't know, like how have you are you a fully developed human yet?
Right.
Are you a fully developed human, Avery?
You had a certain age.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I know from my perspective, but I guess from a male's perspective, when you get to a certain age, you realize you've developed, and especially if you actually consciously work on it, to work on your own development, especially while you're single, you're like, wait, I've been working on this. Has she? Especially if she's so much younger.
Yeah.
Same goes for a female, especially if you're somebody who's into self-development and things, working on yourself and bettering yourself so that you could be a better human for yourself and show up for your family.
No, I get that.
Like that. Yeah.
Is that something that, how do you overcome that as a psychotherapist? People don't know you're a psychotherapist as well. Oh, people know. What do you like recommend for people who might be in that position that, oh my God, have they developed? Have they grown? Or even let's say if the girl's like years older and she's, I don't know if I could give this guy who's 4 years younger than me, I'm like so more mature than him. What can you recommend to people to maybe think about that in a psychological sense?
Did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
Well, Ahuva, you had a lot to say on the subject.
We are looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
We're gonna take a pause right here. Oh my God, I think she called me back.
Nick.
Oh my God, we lost you.
I did hear like a ping or something.
Hey, do you hear us? Oh, what's up? One second. Hey, Ahuva, do you hear us? One second. We don't hear you. What happened here? Bluetooth. Ahuva, you hear us? Do you hear me?
Is she there?
Yeah, I'm going to call her in a second.
So I was actually catching up on some holy shit the other night. Some previous episodes.
I think her Bluetooth is out.
I was thinking, I listened to ones back from 2019.
Hey, are you, hello?
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second.
Pretty interesting content.
Silence.
Back then also.
Yeah, we've definitely, I mean, I don't know, I've definitely shifted over the year. Wow.
It's,
I can't even listen.
You guys started in 2019? Microphone. I mean, I guess that's when it was posted. 2019
must have been.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. So
3 years ago. 3 years.
Second here, I'm just going to call her.
She's done? Yeah, we started 3 years ago. August, December.
Why is it FaceTime?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually listening to one that was talking about age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like one of your earliest ones, I think.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, okay. We realized when we lost you. Don't worry.
We were like, dropped. It's fine. I was just like, let me just wait and see who notifies.
Yeah, we were just like trying to call you back. Okay, blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm going to pick it. So basically, we just left off. I was asking, so if there's like an age gap between a guy or a girl, whoever's younger or older, the older one's going to kind of look at the younger one and think like they're not mature enough or they don't have that real world experience. So my question to Ahuva was, like, what do you recommend as a psychotherapist, like, for people to maybe kind of walk through and talk out, maybe try to figure out how they could try this and go out with someone with so many
self-development,
right? So many years difference.
Yeah. Well, I just don't always, I don't think that that's always true. For example, I have a couple who's dating come to me and he's been through so much in his life that she almost feels like he has more life experience than her, even though she's older.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about how many years you've been on the planet. It's also about what you've experienced during that time that matures you, ages you, gives you wisdom, life experience. Now, let's say it is the case where the guy or the girl is younger and has less life experience, right? So there was something that you obviously liked about that person. Maybe they make you feel young. Maybe they're spontaneous. Maybe they're fun. Maybe they're business smart. Maybe there's other things that you like about them, and it's okay that you can't turn to them in that specific way.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
And if you can't turn to them in that specific way or relate to them, where do you turn for that?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just not well, meant to I be. Think
we have family. We have friendships. We have therapists. We have mentors. We have so many different places where we can find support. Obviously, you can also try to... Going through a relationship with someone is another life experience that you're having together. So you could sort of like create that together if possible. If they're constantly letting you down in a certain area and it's affecting the relationship, I would say go to therapy. Talk that out. See what you really want. It's probably, let's say it's a guy that has less life experience and the girl feels like she can't tap into him for like advice or things like that. Maybe she feels unsafe. Maybe she feels unsupported. Like, obviously, there's feelings underneath that complaint. It's not as simple as you think. So if you really need that from your spouse or your partner and you're not getting it, I would say go for help and see how you can cultivate that. That doesn't seem so hard to cultivate because you're actually having a life experience with that person right now.
Right. And going back for a second to the self-development aspect, I feel like there definitely has to be some level of, what's the word? Not just compatibility, but understanding and
awareness,
connection.
Not just awareness or connection. I'm trying to losing my words.
Yeah,
give me a second. It's you have to be on a similar page
wavelength.
And wavelength when it comes to your sense of self-development in a way. Like if one person has definitely worked on it and somebody else has not, it often comes to a point where one just isn't as aware of themselves and their surroundings and like that. And they may get along fine otherwise. When it comes to deeper things, one party may feel like they're not understood and they won't necessarily feel that security. So I think when dating, there does need to be a level of similar, what's the right word for self-development and character development?
Introspection.
Maybe?
Cacophony.
I feel like there has to be some level of mutual understanding and openness to that.
Yeah. Yeah, because dating is relationship building, is like just being vulnerable and comfortable with being comfortable being vulnerable with each other. And at many times in life, I can only speak like for myself, right? There were times when I was dating people where I was very uncomfortable with myself. And I was very uncomfortable sharing the insecurities that I had or have in a relationship and mask them by taking on personas or exuding confidence about whatever it was. I don't know, my career, whoever I wanted to project to be. Because I wasn't comfortable.
Inappropriate jokes in between.
Yeah, of course. That continues because those are fun. But yeah, I think like if we go through, he hates when I bring this stuff up, but go through people who went through like real,
I don't hate anybody.
Real life atrocities.
Real shit.
Like our great grandparents, my great grandparents at least, right? They went through real life stuff. And I can only imagine, right? They saw their families wiped out, killed, murdered, whatever, and being attacked during an actual genocide of their nation, and their spirit was destroyed to a core, right? And to go through that you can only relate to someone else who's been through something that's similar. Like, how could you just go marry the Queen of Wales' daughters? That's not going to happen.
Right.
They've never been through anything that can even remotely compare to the trauma that they've been through, I don't think.
Yeah.
In the same way, not that to compare that the traumas that they've went through in World War II or the Holocaust, right, for example, to what we've been through, but we've been through our own personal traumas in life, and everyone has something, right? And
nowadays, everyone's been through something.
Right, and there's an emotional aging process that takes place, which is why a 20-year-old could really be much older than 20 years old emotionally, right? Who knows what they've been through? They may have had depression when they were a kid, or have had suicidal thoughts, and they've overcome that, or have been an alcoholic or a workaholic, or who knows? I don't know, whatever holic you want to.
Anything,
yeshivaholic. I don't know. But like, these things age us, and it's all about finding that compatibility, like you said.
Yeah.
And connecting on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Avery, what's been the biggest gap between you and someone you've went out with, both younger and older?
Let's see. Well,
I think 5 years.
The biggest gap.
5-6 years.
The biggest gap.
I realize I didn't fully answer your question before when you asked me that.
5 or 6 years. Yeah. Sorry. I think it was like six years or something like that. Yeah.
6 years younger.
Yeah.
And also older. Right? How many years older?
Yeah, 6 years older as well.
Wow, do you hear
that?
How
was that for you?
I'm a unicorn in the Jewish world.
He's dated older girls.
How was that experience?
For him, meaning.
Or experiences.
Good. Interesting. It's interesting on both ends. There is some youthful exuberance, which I hope to exude and I appreciate in people.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't really necessarily make a difference what age they are. Like, just as much as I can relate to someone who's maybe 20 or 19 or 20, like my interns. Like, what am I going to talk to them about? But you can find something in all of humanity if you are willing to search and open up your mind to understand different human beings.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it's been okay. It's been cool.
So, Hoove, aren't you proud of this guy? He's giving girls. Look at
unreal.
Do you hear him?
It's groovy.
He's setting an example for
me. Hoove, how about you? I know it's been so many years since you've been with Mr. Shid, but just think back, like when you were dating just a few years ago, because you're a young mommy. What was your thought? What was your thought process? Like, I'm sure you got some guys who were like 30 years, not even say 30, but just 8-9 years older. No? People want to, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I don't actually think that happened to me, but I will tell you, I think like one of my sisters, the first guy she ever went out with, basically she went to a friend's wedding out of town, and this guy saw her there and asked, who's that girl? I would want to meet her. And she called my mom because she was out of town at the wedding. She's like, there's this guy, he wants to know if we can go out. And my parents like quickly looked into who this was, and they're like, sounds good, but he's almost, she was like 19 and he was like 29 or something. No, hold on. I'm going to say the story and then we'll figure out how old she was. He was much, much older than her, like 9, 10 years. But he didn't realize. He thought she looked very sophisticated. He thought that she was closer in age. Anyways, he ended up taking her out for drinks. And he's like, so what do you want to drink?
Oh my God.
And she's like, I'm not legal age. So what would that be? 17 and a half? What's legal age? 18?
At a bar, it's 21.
No, 21 now, yeah.
21. Okay, so I think she was 19. Right. He was 29, something like that. And he was like, oh, so what do you want to drink? And she was like, I'm not legal. And he was floored. He didn't even ask how old she was. Like, he had no idea.
Okay, let's go home.
That happens a lot. What happened? Did they go out again? What's up? Like,
it fizzled out. But I just remember that But that is exactly like to the point of this podcast is like she exuded an energy that he was attracted to that it didn't matter and he didn't even know. And he was surprised to hear her age in terms of years alive on this planet because the energy that he was receiving from her and the vibe she gave off was much more mature. And it really wouldn't have even come up if they weren't at a bar.
Yeah. What are they? What's the movie?
Totally.
You
right?
are 16, going on 17.
13, going on 30.
Yes.
Going on 30.
13, going on 30. Sing more, Avery. The girls want it. The female audience and some of the male audience wants this. Go, go, go.
older and wiser.
You
I think actually though,
going on we're the song
probably that song is now a sexist song. Many, many anti-feminine tropes in that.
Yeah. Also, like Avery, what you were saying about people going through trauma and it ages them, right? I just finished this book called Lily's Promise, and like on TikTok, it's famous, whatever. A grandson and a grandmother wrote the book together. She's a Holocaust survivor, and she went through terrible times, and then came to what she calls Palestine back then, Israel, after the war, and married someone who was not in the war. He came to Israel before the war started. And he did not know what she had gone through, and did not tell him. Maybe she told him much later on in his life. Maybe she never told him. It wasn't clear in the book, or maybe I'm just not remembering. She only started speaking about her experiences much, much later on in life. And what stood out for me is like him understanding what she's been through was not a prerequisite for them to have a good marriage and to build a family.
Right.
It was also a very different society back then.
Why is that? Why was that? What was the rationale behind that not being a prerequisite? It didn't matter.
Well, it's because they were just looking for a good husband and a good father. They weren't looking for a therapist and a spouse. Right.
They're just and Esther Perel talks companion.
About this a lot. Yeah, that nowadays we want our spouses to be our best friend, our husband, our financial advisors,
motivator, life coach.
Our motivator, life coach, personal trainer, a personal chef. That's crazy.
Yeah, we want.
We are allowed to have other people in our life be our support and just be married to a good guy or a good girl. That doesn't fill every single one of your needs.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Was that the caretaker syndrome or something like that?
I don't know what it is. It's just like 2022. It's just crazy.
They call it, it's like a Jungian term, right? The Oedipus.
The which term?
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
Those are like the Jungian terms. We're looking for someone to fulfill all of our childhood needs, and we just sort of project that onto our, whatever spouse or relationship we're in.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Yeah. Because very often in dating, we want it all. We're looking for somebody who can fill all of those roles. But when we think back to Lily from that book, I haven't read the book, but I'm familiar with a bit of her story. Yeah. And what Avery asked, like what changed or why was that okay then for her?
Mm-hmm.
Because whether she had other people to fill some of the other roles or didn't, it was definitely a very different society then. Mm-hmm. And I think in those days they were just looking for somebody to rebuild life with. And nowadays we're a bit spoiled because women are out in the work field and can be successful just as much as men. So men want that from women. Women want that from men. And like you said, we want them to be everything. So I think it's important to realize that this point that you just made, Ahuva, that other people in our life can fill some of those roles. And our future spouse or someone we're dating doesn't need to fill all of those roles. And it's something that, like, to me, just hit me. I'm like, you're right. I don't know why I never even thought of it in that way, to be honest.
Yeah, and we get a little nervous. Something's fundamentally wrong if our spouse can't do this one part or be this one thing or understand this one thing. Like, maybe it's not. Maybe that's just a part of your life that you're going to have to go to somebody else for. And could that be okay? And if it's not okay, go and develop that in your relationship. But it doesn't mean that something, like, fundamentally, like, is wrong. I think it should be. Winnicott talks about the good enough mother, and I think Gottman more recently put it towards our marriage, like the good enough marriage. And he says that if after a few years of marriage you can sit at the same table and each have a cup of coffee enjoying each other's company, you're in a good enough, that's great. Like, most marriages aren't as successful as that moment, but we have all these expectations for who our spouse is going to be for us, and I think that sometimes keeps us single for longer because it's nearly impossible.
That's kind of how I even look at a first date. Can I just sit across the table from this person?
Yeah. That's the IJ philosophy and the NTS mantra here, like our mission statement. One of the things we discuss is like the stages of the shidduch itself, and the first stage is just, can I be in an elevator with this guy? Can I sit in a restaurant with 100 witnesses? Yeah, but you know what? A car is like, for sure, but a car is like already second stage.
No, it's the first step, though.
Someone's
coming into your car. You're
uncomfortable, going to their car. You're not really going to totally
be in it. But sometimes, like, it could be DOA already, like from then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, know? Hey, episode.
I was listening to it.
Yeah,
I
think it was six. That's a good one. Right? It was six, 12, 13.
One of your early ones.
We'll have to ask the Shidduch podcast historian. All right. We'll have to ask him.
Yep.
Once we hire her, or him or her. Yeah. Once we hire him or her. Yeah.
Actually, I've heard of Chaim Kanievsky's sons are
What's you and Rabbi Kanievsky?
They're
here?
Big fans.
Zecher Tzadik
Kadosh Bracha. They have podcast listening devices. Yeah, I think
there really is such a facade with young people looking for young people who are inexperienced daters who are like trying to find what all y'all would have been talking about, which is like they want so many different roles in their spouse, you know, exactly what you're saying, like the trainer, the therapist, the rabbi, right? Everything. People stop it. Just stop it. Singles out there, don't do it. And let me tell you where not to do it. Don't do it in the hashkafic area. Like young girls out there, inexperienced dating girls out there, don't think you need a rabbi and you need him to have such a learning schedule. And is he treating you right? How many times have we said on the show, like, just the second you have a young, cute bacher, or you have like a polished Ivy League stud, and like the second they go to work and become your full-time life partner, right, you're seeing a different person. Life kind of really changes everything. And I think there's such a benefit to it when you kind of get older and you can settle older, because there, if you do it the right way and if you do the work, it's just this very easy, smooth transition, because I have my life, you have your life, and we're going to kind of mold everything together and blend everything as much as we can. But we also understand that we're individual people, and it really shouldn't be kept in such a surreptitious way. Like, people need to like realize this and discuss this, make it a thing.
Yeah, I'm going
to
use an improv analogy because I love it. I love the analogies from improv.
Let's hear.
Avery, I support
The number one rule, two rules, right? Number one, take care of yourself. Know what is uncomfortable for you and know how you're feeling out there. And number two is make your partner look good. And if you're not doing number one, you're not going to be able to do number two.
Hold on, say this again.
Make your partner look
the first
look
one. The first one is take care of yourself.
Yeah,
take care of
yourself. Number one.
And number two is make your partner look good. And the only way to do one, to make your partner look good and have a good scene and have a coherent, cohesive scene, is by paying attention to who you're with.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if you are, number one, not taking care of yourself, which is supporting yourself and then supporting the others. And in order to produce something with a positive, interesting, witty, coherent storyline, as an ensemble, as a unit, you need to work together. And I think, I don't know, I've never been married, but I'm sure that's what applies to relationships. Ahuva can speak on that probably more than I, definitely more than I, maybe even more than John Gottman. Ahuva's obviously the most proficient.
Wow.
Who knows? Who is that?
Oh, he's like the biggest mental health marriage. Yeah, counseling. He's the LeBron James of marriage counseling.
Don't mention that name. Don't mention that name, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Us Clevelanders. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, we're keeping sports out of this suddenly?
No. You could. Michael Jordan. That's
Michael Jordan. Right.
That's someone I have respect
Jordan's
for.
Jordan's retired. Gottman's still working.
Oh, that's true. All right. So if that was your. I love that. Profound, Avery. Profound.
Yeah. It's so true. There's so many everyday examples that we take from it, but it
sounds like a good metaphor. A good analogy. Thank you. Yeah.
But so we wanted to hear your Rivka, like how many years younger, how many years older? Tell us. Right. Tell us your
story.
We have a bet.
Probably older. I can be here all night. Older, I think I've gone out with somebody 6 or 7 years older than myself.
6 or 7, okay.
Younger.
Older, okay, fine, yeah, 6 or older. 7, that's solid. 6, 7 years, yeah.
Even 4 is quite typical, even.
younger. Yeah.
The older. Like
older, four, older. Yeah, that's pretty standard.
4 years
that's
older than myself. Standard. Yeah.
So seven's not so crazy.
Right, it's also
depending
crazy,
on where
but
you are.
10 suddenly feels like that 10, feels
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. Well, I have. I went out with a girl who was 9.5 years younger than me. We went out more recently in my dating years than before. I've cried about it many times on this show. And so we went out and I really enjoyed it. I will say, no question, I would pick up my phone sometimes and I had my glasses and I was just squinting and I'm like, this damn thing doesn't work. And she'd come over and be like, oh, I'll help you with it. And she felt like this Google Apple technologist. Software engineer, and she was like just an Instagram model, but she was like all into the software. So that I loved that. I enjoyed that very much. To like have
the caretaker.
This, yeah, it was like this. I mean, in lack of a better word, like this daddy thing going on, and it was I liked it. There was this respect. There was an episode of How I Met Your Mother where Ted finds a girl like this, and then all of a sudden it's like no daddy issues, or granddaddy issues, and then all of a sudden this girl ended up being Barney's half sister. So that was crazy. Avery, was this girl related to you, by the way, that I was dating?
Who knows?
He stumped him.
I'm just done. I can't. He's I dumped. Can't even. I have no words. There's no retort.
There's no retort.
Done.
Ahuva, is that a healthy thing? You know what I felt there.
Or unhealthy?
You felt it. I don't know if it's healthy or unhealthy. You enjoyed it.
Defends me.
She validates.
Yeah, validates. And then, well, she had a lot of tragedy. I don't know, her like high school boyfriend passed away, and her Zadie just died, and so there was like a lot. I think that we kind of like that. Well, that's what we were saying in the beginning, right? There we go. There's what we're just saying.
Life
we'll piggyback on that, right? That like life in serial life, but like ultimately, and here's a crazy thing, and I mentioned like the fact that I was just a few years younger than her parents was just something she could not get over, and that's I think that's real. What do you think, Refka? Is that so? Is that just too much? Is that just irrational?
It can definitely feel a little outlandish, I think, to like, what? Like, this guy is 10 years or less in age to my parents. You know, that can feel a little freaky. You don't want to feel like you're marrying
one of
your parents' friends.
It's like a girl thing. Because guys are like, I'm going to marry my bro's daughter. It's awesome, man.
Would you, though? Think about it. Would you marry somebody that is... Imagine, I don't know how old your parents are, but imagine they're a bit younger. You find somebody she's around similar age to your parents.
Oh, you're saying
within 10
flip
years.
It. You're saying flip it. Oh, that's interesting. I've actually thought about it.
What if the female that you're going out with?
I thought about it once. I was like, it must have been like 2 or 3 years ago. Not 2 or 3 years ago. It was like probably last year. I was like, when I was 29. I was like a 41-year-old girl I said yes to. I was in just limbo. I was like, nothing coming in, haven't gone out. And I don't know, some shotgun sends me like this random, and I'm like, yo, this girl's hot. I'm going out. I'm just like, yes.
That's all you need.
And he's like, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 35. I like totally bumped up my age.
Now
like,
think about it. If you were 20s, if you were 30 or 31, would that jump would have seemed so crazy? 30, 31 till 40, 41?
Right. It wasn't.
As opposed
it
to
wasn't.
Like 28, it 29, it will seem a little scary,
I think.
It
did, right. That's what I think. That's what I think because I broke it down to kind of age groups where it's just more convenient in a way for people to contemplate going out with someone. And I broke it down up to 19 to 26, fair age, right? 24 to 32, and then 30 to 40. Like those are the ages I think that you can kind of float around in where it shouldn't be such a crazy big deal. Do you think those are good numbers? Those are good brackets.
Well, are you speaking just general age bracket?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like, what do you mean, like girl, older, guy, younger? I don't know, like whatever. Well, like whatever it is. Do you know anyone either? Any of you like? Where there was like a 15-year difference, 20-year difference.
I feel like I've definitely heard.
Yeah, I do know somebody 15-year difference.
Ooh.
Actually,
and the girl's older, right?
No, the girl's younger.
Oh, the girl's
actually.
Younger. Bro,
yeah. My hero. It's a second marriage for both of them.
Oh, cool.
But she's 15 years younger. She just had a baby. Wow, he has married children and grandchildren, and she's probably like 35.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
She's like a step-grandma at 35.
Oh, goals. Goals. Can we get a hashtag goals?
Oh, yeah. And also, somebody in my community, he lost his wife, and he's maybe 16 or 17 years older than his new wife.
Props, bro. Props. Now,
she's 40 and he's 56, 57.
Well, even for any of these couples to be open to dating the other person with whatever life circumstances, I think props to them, no matter what.
And maybe people that have been through marriages before, like, they maybe know what's important in life, and they were more open to that at the age gap.
Totally in agreement. I also, that's why I kind of left the because in my age breakdown, but the brackets here, like 30 to 40, and then I don't know, it could be like any 35 to like 100, just whatever. It's just, it kind of like
at a certain
works
point
out.
It doesn't really,
right, when you're, yeah, when you're like you're on a second or third marriage and you're like 40 or 50, 60, like, no, like, it's totally about the person at that point. You have to accept that. I mean, I think that's a big thing with Age Gaps Explored this episode, where you have to really, really let it sit in you and think and say, there has to be an age, there has to be a point in time where you can just really be accepting of whomever comes along with whatever background, however old they are. If there's something like really strong there, they could be the one. That could be, it could work. It could really work.
There's only a point of time. You could say that when you're 19 or 20. We just don't think like that because we're taught.
It's not realistic. It's so, yeah, well, that's why. It's just not realistic.
It's not if you have that limited what's coming up for me. Mindset.
Yeah.
Meaning people could have that belief when they're 19 and 20.
Closer, every
couple. We're just closed-minded then, more closed-minded because of the circumstances that surround us.
I would flip it and say we're not as open-minded.
Well, yeah,
not that we're closed-minded about it.
We're not as
recognizing of it.
We're not.
To put a positive spin on it.
Right. We're not cognizant or aware of the potential.
Yeah.
People. I don't think it's tantamount to age, to being in that age group. If you're in your younger 20s, like, it's going to be a very different mindset from the 35 to 120. May Odd S from Shana crowd.
I don't know. I think it's just is.
What's come up for me is not with regard to dating. When it comes to my friend circles, when I was in my late teens to early 20s, whether it's 19, 20 through 25, what was my circle of friends like? And I thank God that I have all different friends from all different walks of life. And I'm talking about mostly within the Jewish community, but from people who've come from all different types of backgrounds, not walks of life per se, and who
you have one alien friend from Mars.
It's still like under the radar. Government's just talking about it.
I have one also, and he's on the show. I'm kidding. I'm such a mean
What's
guy.
The music? You know what? I don't care.
It's like, but I'm
do, so mean.
Do or do not. There is no try.
So earlier on, I would say after high school, my friend circles were probably within the age range that I was in.
Yeah.
I would say 19, 20 and up.
Yeah.
When I was in my mid to late 20s, the age gap, the age range of my friends and my circles was broader. And now that I'm in my 30s, I have friends of all ages.
Look at you.
Yeah. So if we connect that to dating, the fact that, I guess, when somebody is more open-minded, once they get a bit older, whether it's their friend circles or dating, what's the difference there? Obviously, aside from the obvious differences of dating somebody looking for a married partner in life, if I'm so open to friends of, it doesn't really make a difference to me as much as it did then. And also I've just been exposed to other people in different ways of life. Like I said,
I totally get that. Like when I was in camp as a camper, I remember there was us, and then there were the counselors.
Mm. The counselors. You can never hang out with a counselor. Like, it's so crazy.
There's that weirdo who's like hanging with the counselor. Then I'm like, I'm looking back, and I'm like, oh my God, like 4-year difference.
Then you become the counselor. 3-year
difference. Then you become. It's like,
then you become the counselor insane. And you're like, wait,
what, like, what nonsense. And to think like that would be such a thing. And yeah, as you get older, for sure, like you start kind of hanging out with everyone from different ages and just different backgrounds. I didn't even think about that to put on the topic list, like friends is a big thing.
So, and sometimes as I've aged, sometimes it's more just because my circle of immediate friends has moved on in life, in marriage, and or moved away or whatever it is.
Join
so
the
I've
crowd.
Become a little
Join
more desperate.
Is that an age thing though, or is it maybe just in
no it's so because
coming
I've,
of age sort of like a new mentality broadening your horizons as you
was
said.
was it destined
right?
No,
what's the question? Sorry,
meaning is it an age thing per se?
Did we lose Ahuva?
Oh, yeah. We'll yeah. I mean, back. We surround, yeah. Here's an example. You surround yourself with girls in your class when you're in high school. And when you're in seminary, you just probably put yourself around people who think similar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're in a homogenous setting with people who are like you.
Mm-hmm.
But as you grow, you realize like people are sort of, everyone is really like each other in some way, right?
Right, right.
So is that the difference? Is that the differentiator more than necessarily the age changing things? Is it the growth of
right?
Mindset?
No, I'm saying because of the growth.
Yeah,
I've noticed that I am more open
to people.
To people, age. Yeah. And it did get to a point where, and here's the differentiator.
Okay.
When I went to seminary, so I was what 18, 19. I was like, wait. I'm a seminary age now, like kind of Avery, I do what you're saying before about when you're a camper and then you look up at the counselors, you're like, whoa, they're so big.
They're big and they're old and
yeah.
they know what life's about.
Yeah. And then you get to that age or past that and you're like, what? They're like, what was I thinking? Little pictures, like those counselors. Yeah. Yeah. Or like when you get to that stage, you're the counselor. You're like, wait, I'm the counselor now.
Yeah.
I have all this responsibility.
Yeah, I want to go ahead.
Yeah, no. So when I got, I'm the youngest in my family and I have a few older sisters, and when I got to seminary, I was like, wait, this is my sister's ages, not mine. And like, how am I at this stage in life already? And then when I was out of seminary, okay, obviously I got past that stage. Fast forward to, I would say my mid to later 20s, I actually ended up becoming friends with my sister's friends. And like I was always friendly with some of the some of my sister's friends were like their best friends that were like part of the family almost.
Yeah.
So I was always friendly with them, but they always saw me as a little sister. Oh, as the baby sister, as little sister. Yep. And I think that's often what I was often seen as my family, but that's a topic for another time. But
right.
When I did see a distinct time when I was suddenly, it wasn't so sudden, but I was in my sister's circle and of her friends. And I'm talking about at least 4 years older than me. So it got to a point where I was like, wait, I'm at the stage in life. I could be with the cool kids now.
You're with them now.
I am the cool kid.
No, not here. Find a cool kid somewhere.
So just in terms of the idea on the topic of ageism and realizing the age ranges that are within our life and the people that we interact with. So it does have to do with dating also because of what and whom we expose ourselves to.
Another Tywin Lannister quote, right? People who care, you like that.
I like it. I
came
enjoy
prepared,
it,
man.
Yeah, I see.
Ahuva, are you a Game of Thrones gal?
No, I'm not.
Oh man, okay. You like this one.
We have to get you into it.
Do we then?
The people who care.
Good luck
so,
with that. Good luck with that.
The sheep who care so much about age, who don't really, who make such a huge deal about the differences between age are, like I say, sheep who haven't experienced or put themselves in other people's shoes to understand what a 27 or 28 year old male or female or older is experiencing. And for somebody who, for example, has said to me, you're not going to date girls who are 20 or 21 anymore. What's wrong with you? Or Yeah. Or for example, you're 27, you're getting older, and it's time to think about settling down with a girl. I'm like, the lion doesn't care about the sheep's opinion. I don't care. I do not care what.
I was going to say, what are you classifying yourself as?
I'm classifying myself as a lion.
He's a lion. He's eating sheep.
We don't care what these people think. Little it's sheep. Not important.
The lion doesn't care what the sheep. I love it.
Got a little sheep down there.
Sheep. That's what I'll say. Yeah.
Sheep.
Yeah, leave it at that. Drop the mic.
We should leave it at that. We do want to wrap up, people. Mm-hmm. We've been long. Anything else anyone wanted to discuss?
So one more thing. Asked how older than myself I've dated. You didn't ask younger.
Oh yeah, younger. Okay, so younger.
So I say that because I was recently asked out by somebody who was about 8 years younger than myself.
Oh, so cute.
He knew my age.
Oh my God.
And I was like, destiny, you know how old I am, right? Like,
it's all kismet.
I apologize to him if he's listening.
He's cool with it.
We didn't like fully come to any conclusion yet, but just because it's just something I've actually been in a bit of a quandary with right at the moment, because I'm like, he's 8 years younger than me. That's a lot.
It is a lot. I hear it.
But there's also the but, like, the maturity level and his life experiences, as we discussed.
This is apropos that you came on to the show. Yeah. Ahuva, can you tell Rivka what to do?
Help me here. Guide me.
What if you didn't know his age? Would you want to go out with him?
I didn't even think about that.
Good point.
Oh, my God. Queen shit. Oof. Queen
That's what you call her, queen. All right.
I'm the guy in the
Queen shit. Slay, queen shit. Slay.
So
that's so good. She's right. You wanted to go out with him. You didn't even know his age. You're going out with him.
Right off the bat, I could tell he was a bit younger than me. Just like his, the overall sense. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You got to work past that.
Question. Yeah.
She was 9.5 years younger than me.
It's a good point. I did think about it. It's also, there was, I guess, another aspect that I was unsure of, like Marashkafa, are we in similar realms? So that's why it hasn't been come to a conclusion yet
I think it's good to have these capricious scenarios put in here. That's a great kind of, what did they say? You throw in like a
curveball.
Yeah. Think about that.
Well, also like we've been discussing
with the Hashkafa thing, is that's a whole nother podcast. Can we marry people with different Hashkafa than us? Is that a reason not to meet someone?
Oh, no way.
You don't need to figure out if you even want to date this guy. You need to figure out if you want to meet the guy to see if you want to date the guy.
Right, but I was thinking, like, is it worth it to even, is it a waste of either of our time if...
It's God's world. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
The rest of your life depends on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you look at it that way,
and you kind of like you tuck away a little time. You say, I've made those mistakes. I gave people chances that went months. I mean, like, and even in like when they ended it, like I wasn't over it or whatever. And yeah, I just really kind of work through that. You journal, you talk it out. You do a podcast about it. It will eventually come to you and just say, you know what? Let me do this. I want to do it. Give it a try. Set your, like, in this situation, you say, I'm going to give it one date, or I'm going to give it 2 weeks, because you can usually tell. I did like, you met him, you liked him, so it's going to be two, three dates.
Like on the fence, but yeah.
Ooh, we'll bring the fence down.
Yeah, right, I hear that.
But
yeah.
I love it. No, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, well, also, especially because we discussed a little bit, and I think it was an idea, like, girls often date somebody older than them.
Yeah.
What about younger, and how much younger? And is it that much of, you know, like what are the underlying aspects of why to or not to date someone younger or somebody who's more than 2 years younger? I don't even ask, would you go out with somebody younger? And I was like, yeah, no problem if he's mature. And yeah, well, like maturity is more than
people are regimented. I think girls are usually more regimented than the guys. I think guys find it attractive. It's a little bit of a fetish in some ways. I'm talking your language.
You're saying like an older
older girl. Like people like this stuff. People like this stuff. Sign me up.
I say go for it.
Avery dated Six years? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, the first girl I fell in love with, 6 years older, five years older.
Also, isn't it like really flattering for the younger guy to ask an older girl out? Like,
totally.
I think I'd be really flattered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Totally, totally. Absolutely.
I would be flattered also.
But then I don't want to do that.
Flattened, but I don't know. Oh, flattered.
Okay,
sorry.
I love it. We'll talk after the show. We're going to, Avery and I will talk to you.
A great time to shout out your store, Michal.
Style and Trend, please shop it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today's episode has been sponsored by Style and Trend out in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Right.
They have some of the most top women's fashion trends, styles. Get your tops, get your bottoms, get
IJ
your
gets
hats.
His tops, sir.
What else? Shoes.
They no, sell accessories. Shoes too. Beanies. We got jewelry.
Okay, they
all
sell,
the
they
fashionable
sell
Instagram all the brands. Fashionable.
Mention nobody talks to them and get a discount.
Yes,
exactly. 10%
mention,
off.
Okay,
we
10.
Should do that
for
real.
10. Yeah. NTS10 for 10% off. That's NTS10.
Hashtag.
Tell Michal, Avery, IJ, and Tommy sent you.
Awesome.
I want to say and talk about sometimes red flags with dating, red flags with guys, with girls. A red flag to me with a support, and when I say that, I mean rabbi, therapist, somebody that you're going to, is somebody that says to you, you have no idea what you're doing. You got this all wrong. Listen to me. Let me tell you how it is, right? Mm. That tone, disempowering the person coming for advice or help or whatever support, to me is a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. When I speak to clients or patients or shit or whatever, and they're coming in and they're lost or confused or asking for direction, I say, listen, what's your gut feeling on that? What's your instinct? Where do you think this is going off? What's not feeling right about this to you? Mm-hmm. We are the experts on ourselves and on our situations. It's just that we have so many competing voices in our heads that we can't even hear them.
Yeah.
And I think that somebody in a real therapeutic helping profession, their job is to quiet out all those other voices so that you can get to your own soul and your own instincts, because that is the part of you that knows exactly what you need. And no one else can know that more than you. Mm,
as Tywin Lannister says Isaac will like this. A man,
I love him.
A man who says he is the king is no true king.
Is that, I
somebody
love
who's
that.
An expert.
Yes.
Someone who's an yes. expert who claims expertise on something and tries to profess yeah. that to others.
Yeah.
Probably is not the person who you should be looking yeah. to for their leadership and counsel.
Avery, so profound, so profound. We gave her a drink.
Yeah, right. Offer the hard stuff, but
offer the hard stuff.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, we're gonna ease into it. Yeah. And there you go.
I'm drinking too. I'm gonna drink tomorrow night, Ahuva. Yeah, is that okay?
Sounds great. I bartend before class, by the way. It's really fun. Make shit and tonic.
I saw.
Gin
and tonic.
What's
so adorable. You're so adorable.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow night is, the holy shit class.
Okay, we're going to get to our closing in just a second. All right, episode 76 in the books, Age Gaps Explored. We had such a fun time. Ahuva, holy shit, Shandelman, thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. I love coming. I can't wait to be back.
Oh, okay. We can't wait to have you back. People can find this lovely lady at holy_shid. Just go there on Instagram. Okay. Her master class, the school, the Shid School of Love, is out now. And, you know, we're going to talk about that, or we have talked about that wherever we put the clip.
It's pretty
so
awesome.
People can go out, people could should join there. And it's all the info's on her Instagram. Rivka, where can people find you?
Right here, or at Fervent Photog.
Okay, at Fervent Photog. Thank you both so much for being here. Avery, great job. People, happy face, smiley face, silly face. This is the Nobody Talks Shit Ahem podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yay!
Alchies Media Network.